Hey, it's me, Richie T. We're here in the basement of Faustina, 454 East, 300 South, visiting with a few of the folks from the neighborhood. Not the literal neighborhood, but the band. I guess literally we'll go with the neighborhood.
Sure, why not?
You guys are in town tonight, playing a big show. You're about to do a big acoustic event for us. Thanks for coming to Salt Lake. Not your first time to Salt Lake, though, right?
No, this is our second.
Where were you? Where did you play before? Do you remember?
I can't remember either.
Yeah. It doesn't matter because you're here.
I do.
I'm just kidding. It's a place called
Kilby Court.
Yeah. It's a great place for. We have a lot of bands come through here and then come through and play a little bit bigger venue.
Yeah.
Which is what you guys are doing tonight.
Yeah.
I was talking to the drummer for Jameson about it. Said it's kind of a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Court.
And for a lot of people here locally, it is the place to go and check out like the up and coming, and then it's kind of fun to see the path of them come through Kilby Court and then come through in the venue, and then you know those that continue to make it on to see some of these bigger things. So let's talk about sweater weather first of all, because I've got a really nerdy intern that loves you guys, just absolutely loves you. You'll meet her here in a minute when you do your acoustic event upstairs.
That's cool.
But she's showing me, you know, the history of the neighborhood and how you guys started out doing a lot more just kind of like rapping, and how you've kind of come into more of a, you know, melodic, I guess. Would that be what you'd call it? Kind of melodic music? All I am is a boy turning into a man. I want the world in the palm of my hand. Hey, taste the salt, but I feel the sand beneath my toes and between my hands. California sunshine's what I'm used to. Now the beach boy, I don't want a little dupe scoop. Cold out, but then craving the two scoop. It's too rude not to offer you to. Sleeves in my sweatshirt. Born not sipping is an adventure. And I don't want to see the world alone, but all I need if it's cold is your hand to hold. Touch my neck, I'll touch yours. Feel my breath, need my warmth. Far too cold, but she still wears shorts. High waisted Levi Strauss. And with sweater weather, two different music videos. Can we start there? Or should I?
Yeah. I mean, sure. the first one, somebody sued us for it, so we couldn't keep that one up. So we made a new one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So there was legal things to it.
Yeah, there was some bullshit. It was good that we made a new one because it was at the right time of our musical journey, career, whatever you want to call it, because we hadn't been in any of the other videos, so it was time for us to, like, I guess, present ourselves, and it just worked out right. Yeah.
What better way to do it than with sweater weather?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you guys all get together? How do you guys all know each other? I know the band, you guys claim California. Is everyone from California?
I mean, we're all legitimately from 15 minutes away from each other. Yeah. We've known each other for many years. We're just buddies.
Just they were like one day, hey, let's what are you guys doing? You want to do a band? Let's do a band.
Even kidding, that's exactly, I'm like, to a T, how it happened.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, we hadn't really tried anything together. We just knew that we all kind of played music, so one day I just said, hey, you guys want to try to do it together? And then we made Sweater Weather. It was the first song we wrote.
That's awesome. And to see it take off like it has too, I mean, that's a pretty good track record. First song, let's try it, and it's taken off like it has. That's great.
That's crazy, man.
Who
that's
was
crazy.
It that said, let's do the band?
I think it was you.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, it was me. It started with me and the two guys that aren't in this interview right now, but me, Zach, and Jeremy, we started it together, and then we added these guys on just because they knew how to play music and they were really close friends of ours. So
really like, good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have the good looking folks.
The interviews.
The beauty in the band. Yeah. They're like, I can't be bothered with this interview. I got to go get beautiful. I'll join you guys on stage later.
Yeah, sure. They're putting on their makeup.
And so to come into this kind of band thing, how's it been so far? When do you guys officially claim like forming and...
Probably a little over a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Maybe close to a year and a half.
I think it's closer to 2 years now.
Close to 2 years, I guess, where the idea came from.
Uh-huh.
We, you know, I think first released our first song on the internet a little over a year ago. I think that's when, you know, we were ready to say, world, we are a band.
Was it just one of those things where you're like, I don't know what else I'm going to do? Let's try this out? Or
for the
band, yeah.
I mean...
For most of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I was the only one I was in college. And Mikey was in his last year of high school.
Yeah, I was still in high school. So when they asked me to join the band, that's all I wanted to do. So I just joined.
That's pretty awesome. Hey, I'm done with high school. A lot of your friends are going off to college. You're like, I'm on tour. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
No, true.
He should have dropped out, though.
He should have.
Would have been way cooler.
I'm so mad that he didn't. So.
Would have been so much cooler.
And my dad wouldn't let me.
Really?
Well,
he's like, you can be in that band, son, but at least please finish high school.
No, seriously, because we were busy going and meeting with certain people and doing certain things in my last year of high school, so I almost didn't graduate.
Yeah.
and I almost didn't walk and do the whole graduation. And my dad was like, just please do that, and then you don't have to do anything else. Just do your thing. So I got through that, and now I've been doing this.
Folks all pretty supportive of you, like family and all that kind of stuff, or was there some hesitation from people?
I mean, it's, I mean, we're, you know, not to speak rudely or anything, but like, it's a lot easier to support someone when you have like a big song on the radio, and every time you get in your car, you hear your kid on the radio. I think it's a lot easier for anybody to support anybody when it comes down to that. But from the beginning, I think all of our parents were loving. Mm-hmm. I think our parents were loving. I don't know if some were as supportive as others, but I mean,
yeah, I had to drop out of college with this 3 weeks left.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
So that was kind of like an issue, but I think now that we're, you know, doing our thing and, you know, gaining popularity and touring around and, you know, filling my time with actual stuff and not just, you know, sitting around twiddling my thumbs, I think that they're definitely more supportive now.
Well, it's interesting too, because you're like sitting around twiddling your thumbs, but like a year and a half or 2 years for a band to go from, you know, hey, maybe we should form a band, to holy crap, this song literally is, every time I get on in my car and on the radio, it's playing.
Yeah.
When I first turn it on or before I get out.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah. And that's what I mean, I guess. You know, I think it's a lot easier for anybody to support anybody when like you show growth. I think there's nothing wrong with that either. Like, I don't blame a lot of people for like not believing in people or not having faith in people until basically they have to say, I told you so. Like, that's just how the world is. I don't, you know what I mean?
Was that a pretty cool feeling to be like, told you so?
Yep. Yeah, I guess for some of us, it's weird. Like, I don't mind when people like me now because of what's going on. Like, I don't mind that. I just think they just took too long to catch up. If they tried to get to know me 5 years ago or 2 years ago, I would have been the same exact guy, but they had to wait till this happened. That's okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's all right. It takes some people longer to come around.
How do you guys think you found it so quick? Great song, attributed to a choice in playing a particular show or doing one thing, or?
Well, I mean, we, like, don't get it wrong. Like, we didn't just, like, never, you know, just like play music and then just pick it up together and just try it, and that's what happened. That would have, mm-hmm. That would have been a real miracle.
Yeah.
But no, it was like, I mean, I always say like this band really took off when I was 21, and I feel like I worked 20 years of my life to get to that first year of like what happened here. Musically especially, like, I made all sorts of music. All these guys did. I mean, we all grew up from different musical backgrounds, and just music played a really important role in all of our lives. So yeah.
People get ticked if you don't ask the question, where does the name of the band come from? Where does it come from?
They do, really.
Yeah, they get, why didn't you ask? Because there's always, you know, I always love the story where it's like, well, we didn't have a name, but we had a show, so we just picked something out of
that's
random.
Kinda cool, yeah.
But there's also those sometimes stories where it's like, well, my grandmother on her deathbed away, she said really the neighborhood, and we, really? You know.
Yeah, I mean,
I gotta Google that. I'm curious as to some band names.
Yeah, why they? Yeah,
Hooba Stank. You know?
Yeah, right.
No, yeah. Like, did Hooba really stink?
Yeah, bad.
No, but I mean, I guess we kind of have both sorts of meaning. The original name just came from before we were doing the band. Actually, I wanted to name a project The Neighborhood, and then nothing ever happened with it. And then I came to the guys and we started writing songs, and I was like, "Yo, you want to call it The Neighborhood?" And everybody's like, that's really cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, we are from pretty much the same neighborhood, so that kind of has to do with it. But I always like to say, I just think it has to do with unity and like all beings coming from some sort of a neighborhood or coming from a home of some sort. You know what I mean? And like everybody could kind of relate to it the same way I think anybody could attach to a certain part of our music. Like, you know, whether you don't like this song, maybe not that one, I think you could like a certain part or a certain element.
Yeah, it's funny too how people will assign value to what it is. It's like The Neighborhood. Well, they named it because he just wanted to call it a project, but they're like, well, to me, what it really means is, and you're like, no, that, okay, sure. Yeah, that's absolutely
what you wanted to mean.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes you find more reason. Like, I write lyrics sometimes that when I'm writing them, I don't know exactly why I'm writing them. I just know that I feel a certain way. And then when you look back on them later, sometimes you could tell and you go, oh, wow, okay, that's what I meant.
Everything we see with you guys is in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
The request for pictures, video, this video is, you know, black and white. What's the deal?
It's just a vision, man. I you know, it's a vision and it's a theme, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And
it sets the stage for our music to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we treat everything as importantly as we treat the music, you know, all the content we put out, like our videos and, you know, tour posters, you know, every little detail we handle and we take, you know, just as seriously. So when we do everything in black and white, it kind of, you know, sets the stage for all the stuff that you see, whether that be our visuals or our, you know, songs, audio.
Do you guys remember the first or where you were when you first heard your song on the radio? That's kind of a big deal to a lot of bands. Do you remember where you were when you were like, holy crap?
I mean, the real first time we heard it on the radio unexpectedly, like going into the car, you're driving, and then all of a sudden it comes on. I don't think any of us were ever together. It was more we were, I'm sure, like we've all had a kind of the same experience. You hear it, and you go, and for a second you go, oh, my song, and you turn it up, and then you go, all right. I mean, I play it. I probably shouldn't listen to it, and then you turn it up. And
I was in a car.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna listen.
I was in a car on the way to Vegas, and it was on Alt Nation, and it was all family members.
In
which is like, it's
you?
Cool, but it kind of sucks because everyone goes, oh, bro, your song's on, huh, bud? I'm in the back like, yeah, I know.
Did you win in Vegas that weekend?
No.
No?
I'm pretty sure I've lost every time I've gone.
You got to stop.
I know.
You remember what yours was, Mike?
One more time.
No. Yeah. This time. This is the time it's going to break free for you.
I can't remember the first time I listened to the song on the radio besides for like when we knew it was going to be on and we all ran out to the car and listened. But I don't remember like my first time just hearing it and turning it on. Yeah.
This I thought was kind of funny. I was hanging out with this girl for a minute, and like I'm not kidding. Like both times, or like a few times that she came in the car, the song would always be on. And like part of me feels kind of cool, but then the other part of me is like, God, all right, come on, just turn it off. It's like silly, but at the same time, it was pretty cool.
She keeps looking to see if it's the CD. If you're wait
a second, is this really? Unfortunately, it wasn't like some like brand new girl or anything. Like I didn't have to like impress this girl that much or anything. Like she already kind of knew me, so it wasn't even that big of a deal.
She's like, I love this band. Who is this band? Do you know who this is? This is great. You guys are going on tour. I read with Imagine Dragons. We claim them Utah. They claim other places. But how did that work out? How did you guys get hooked up with them?
I think they heard us.
We didn't really get hooked up with them, but we met them recently at Weenie Roast.
Mm-hmm.
They came and watched our set, which was really cool.
And they're really great guys.
I think we played a lot earlier than them, so they came out and you know checked us out and said hey, and they're really nice guys. So we're looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Tell people where they can check you guys out, like online. Do you do all your own Twitter and stuff like that?
Yeah, we do everything. I mean, everything is THENBHD, so the neighborhood, but abbreviated. Everything. I mean, the website is that.com. Twitter is @that.
Instagram,
same thing. I mean, everything is THENBHD.
Is Facebook though?
That's the neighborhood, but I mean, who cares about Facebook anyway?
Yeah, right. Do people reach out to you and do you get back to them? Like if I ask you a question, hey neighborhood, what's up?
Usually not. No.
Usually not. I always say it's because, excuse me. If we respond or if you know, I guess we have personal Twitters and stuff too. Like mm-hmm. on my personal one, I never respond back to people just because I'll feel really guilty if I respond back to one person and not every single other person. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather not respond at all.
Sure.
And on our band, we respond a little bit. Like
we've had Twitter like
questionnaires.
Times where like, yeah, come and ask questions.
Oh, cool.
We've done that a couple of times, which is really cool. And then when we do that, we literally respond.
That one's, those are fun. We'll do another one.
Yeah,
cool. So check it out. And you guys have a great show and go do that acoustic thing. I'm getting the signal to get you out of here. Thanks for spending a couple minutes.
Thanks
for having us. Thank you.